USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Florida on Friday, President Trump has a message for Mexico regarding illegal aliens.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
The president is also calling on Congress to act.
And we have the weakest, the most pathetic laws. Number one, Congress has to act. And number two, Mexico, they make so much money from the United States and so many other things, so many other assets.
Attorney General William Barr sent a letter to both the Senate and House Judiciary Committee updating them on his progress regarding the Mueller report and when it would be released to Congress. Barr says he is busy going through the report, redacting sensitive information that cannot be released to the public, and that he thinks it will be ready for Congress to view no later than mid-April or sooner. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
A New York State lawmaker wants Chick-fil-A off the menu at Buffalo's airport. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
State Assemblyman Sean Ryan is pressing the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority to reverse a decision to allow a Chick-fil-A to come to Buffalo-Niagara International Airport. As the Buffalo Democrat says in a statement, owners of the Georgia-based chain have a history of supporting and donating money to anti-LGBTQ organizations. And Ryan noted the city council in San Antonio, Texas, has turned down a Chick-fil-A for a spot at the San Antonio International Airport for the very same reasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The head of the Small Business Administration is reportedly stepping down. Linda McMahon is expected to rejoin the private sector. She was thought to be a possible replacement for Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross when he eventually steps down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Walgreens announced it plans to start selling CBD products in 1,500 of its stores. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Jill Ashton joins ABC's Good Morning America to explain what exactly CBD is.
You have to start with the terminology. First of all, the term medical marijuana is the wrong term. Marijuana is a street term. The plant is called cannabis. If you break up cannabis, the two main compounds that people talk about are CBD, which does not make you high, THC, which does have a psychoactive component, and then for medicinal uses, there are products that contain both. So that is very important. It gets very confusing when you start to talk about hemp, whether or not hemp can produce CBD products. When you talk about over-the-counter products, it gets even murkier because we don't even know the CBD in there is really of any significant concentration that it can have any potential benefit.
And as far as what CBD can be used for, Ashton says,
we know based on good science that there is something inside our bodies called the endocannabinoid system, and literally it is head to toe. There are receptors that work for almost everything from our immune system, cardiovascular system, pain, inflammation, I mean, you name it. We need more research on this, Cecilia. The world's best research right now is really coming out of Israel, but this is in its infancy, and it's an active area.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.